Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, now we're making the shift from what strategies and techniques, you know, marketers and sales folk do to get us to purchase more things to what in the world do we do about it?
And what can we do?
Right. This is an article from Quartzy, and it is one of those websites I've never been to before, that I can remember anyways. And it's an article entitled Strategies to Avoid the Buying Binge of Holiday Sales, which I think this is a terrific article because it does talk about it talks about psychology. It talks about what purchasing and buying things does to our brain, but it offers some nice strategies for avoiding that tendency to overspend.
Right. Several of the writers of these pieces that we've been working on this week talk about the effects of shopping on the brain.
Right.
And
it's very reinforcing.
It is. It is. Neurologically, it really lights up those pleasure centers of the brain.
Until we get the bill.
And
then it's
But there's they call that hedonic competition, you know.
Hedonistic.
Hedonism is pleasure-seeking behavior. Yeah. But there's hedonic competition, and that is the competition between how good we feel when we're buying something versus the pain we feel for spending the money for it. I have that problem. I have it every time I make a purchase. I have hedonic competition. Because you may want the item, but you have experienced a little pain.
Right.
If it's your money that you've earned.
Right.
If somebody else is spending your money, they don't have this hedonic competition.
No, it's there. It's available.
It just feels good.
Yeah.
There's no downside to this.
That's
so
right.
For those of you who are spending OPM, other people's money, be aware that we are experiencing hedonic competition because we still feel the pain of you spending our money.
I love it when you use acronyms, and it's like
OPM.
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 For those of you who use OPM, see it just sound. If you say it weird, it just sounds
too fast.
Yeah.
Do you know 91 people a day die of opioid overdose?
I did read that stat.
91 people a day.
But that's different than
from this. Is that tangential?
Intrusive.
Oh, I like tangential.
So today we're going to talk about this article and some strategies for avoiding the buying binge. And so the first thing is to focus on what you're spending, not what you're saving.
That's right.
That is a great idea because what we do is we focus on, hey, I'm saving 60% or I'm saving $40 when I buy it now. So instead of focusing on that, focus on what you're actually spending. Yes, you're saving $40, but you're still spending $60, you know? I think about that often when I look at, you know, sale ads that you get in and they'll say, Apple is notorious for this. They'll say, you know, $100 off a laptop. That sounds great, but you're not thinking about it. It's $100, but that's, you know, $100 off of, $1,500.
Right.
So you're still spending $1,400.
Right.
And sure, $100 off is nice.
Right.
But yeah, you're still spending $1,400.
Right. That's what I try to teach my children. They say, but Dad, I can get it for that. And I said, I know, but you're spending $99.
Right.
And make sure so as long as you have $99 and this is something you really want, it's okay. So don't think in terms of what you're saving because it doesn't matter.
Right.
It doesn't matter how much you save.
Yeah. We talked about that. You talked about that in a previous podcast when you go to the grocery store and they say, you saved $35 today.
Right.
Well, that's great. But I spent $150.
That's right.
You know?
That's all that matters to me.
Right.
Doesn't matter how much
I save. Part that's coming out of the bank.
Right, right. But the second one, I love this one.
Think long term. We tend to think of right now. And parents out there, you know that this is going to happen. You're going to buy something. You're going to spend a lot of money on something.
Right.
They're going to get it. They're going to think it's awesome when they open it.
Right.
And then it's going to sit on a shelf because they don't use it.
Right. I can remember going into a relative's home one time. It's the first time I had been in their home. And we were upstairs sort of getting settled because we were going to spend the night. And I opened a closet and it was so full. It was a hall closet. It was so full of clothes that mm-hmm. you couldn't move the hangers.
Right.
And I saw one item in particular. It was a purple leather jacket. You know, everybody needs a purple leather jacket, right? Mm-hmm. And so the price tag's on it.
Yeah.
And I thought, this obviously had never been worn.
Right.
So that's an impulse buy.
Right.
Okay. I like the whole concept of cost per wear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
WEAR. And what the writer says is, if you buy an item for $50 and you wear it three times, say you buy an item for $100 and you wear it four times.
Right. It's $25.
It's $25 per wear.
Right.
But if you buy an item for $200 and wear it 100 times, it's $2 per wear.
Right.
So do that calculation too.
Yeah.
You know, and
how often is it going to be that you will
wear this thing?
Yeah.
You know, you can buy a fur coat mm-hmm. and wear it three times. That's expensive per wear,
mm-hmm.
okay? So don't just look at the total price. Look at the total price in terms of how much you're going to use it.
Right, mm-hmm. right. So think long-term.
Right.
That helps you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the third thing mm-hmm. here is to pick a star, right. in quotation, a star gift. And again, this is another great idea
right.
that let's, instead of purchasing a whole bunch of things.
That's right.
Think of one gift that you're going to buy that's sort of the centerpiece.
Right.
And then if you have little things around it, then that's okay. But
right.
one gift that's going to really, you know, be the big purchase.
That somebody really, really wants.
Right.
In other words, because there are some people who are driven through the holidays by, I have to have more and more and more. You have to have 10 or 15 or
right.
20 items that you have to open on Christmas morning.
Mm-hmm.
No, get one really good thing and a few little things.
Right.
Okay. Get people what they really want. Buy quality. Do it thoughtfully.
Right.
Okay. But buy that star gift.
Right.
You know, look for the star
yeah.
gift.
Remember Dudley Dursley in
yes.
the first episode
oh,
of Harry Potter. And
goodness.
He's complaining that he only got, you know, 22 birthday presents, but last year he got 23 birthday presents,
right.
and so it didn't matter. And his dad tried to say, but these
They're
cost a lot
expensive.
More. It doesn't matter. And
right.
so they had to go out and buy him two more gifts so that this
right.
year was more than last year.
Right.
Don't get into that mentality. Don't think about it that way. Get one star gift. Get one gift that's really the centerpiece.
I don't know how other people think
it's got to be relevant, though. It's got to be an important gift.
I don't know how other people think about the holidays, but I never think in terms of how many gifts I open. It's
right.
not a scorecard where
right.
how many gifts did you get? It never occurred to me
right.
to count the number of gifts I get. And I'm sure I'm not unique in that regard.
Right.
I think most people probably feel the same way.
Right. And it's important to also note that the star gift does not have to be an expensive gift.
No.
The star gift is just the main thing.
Right.
You know, it could be something that you make or something that's relatively inexpensive. But, you know, what I like thinking about when I am purchasing gifts for somebody is what am I going to get this person that I know they're going to use, going
right.
back to the previous one,
right.
but is likely something that they're not going to purchase for themselves. They're not likely to do for themselves. So one year,
right.
my brother is a big Liverpool fan. So one year...
Liverpool soccer?
Liverpool is a... Yeah, it's a, yes, Liverpool is a team.
I know it's a city.
Where the Beatles are from, right? Some of
they
them
are.
Mm-hmm. So, but what... They have this song, You'll Never Walk Alone. That's like their anthem.
Okay.
And so I made this little thing for him to hang up on his wall that had the song on it and had some Liverpool propaganda on it. But it was sort of the main thing. It didn't cost me anything.
Right.
But I got that for him because that's something that would be really important to him. Something,
right.
but it's something that he wouldn't do for himself.
Right.
And so that was the star gift for that year.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just something that was more meaningful to him than it was a dollar figure.
You know, you mentioned Dursley, Dudley Dursley.
Yeah.
Okay. Imagine the different message you send to children, rather than them counting how many gifts they get,
mm-hmm.
because if you're buying many, many, many gifts for your kids, you're starting that trend of
yeah.
how many gifts do I get? You don't want to give them that message. So a child is sitting there thinking, how many gifts did I get? Versus, man, my parents really got me exactly what I wanted.
Right.
Exactly. And what a different message it sends to children,
right.
You know, or partners or
yeah.
adults, you
yeah,
know,
exactly.
that this guy really puts, my parents really put some thought, and my partner really put some thought into this. And as you say, it doesn't have to be an expensive
right.
gift. It has to be special.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the next two really kind of fall right in line with that same thing. And the first is to make a shopping plan.
Yeah.
And the second is to figure out what people actually want as
right.
gifts. If you make a good plan and stick to that plan,
right.
you're gonna fare far better than if you go out and say, I gotta go find something for, you know,
right.
this person, or I gotta go find what I'm gonna get for that person. When you don't have a plan and you haven't really sat down and put
right.
some thought to it and really worked
mm-hmm.
out what you're going to do,
right.
you're gonna end up spending far more than you would otherwise.
Right.
If you go into it knowing I'm going to get this person this and this person something
mm-hmm.
related to that,
right.
then that's going to help narrow your focus so that you don't mm-hmm. go to some of these big box stores and say, oh, well, I think that they would like something like this. Or they said something about this one time, so
right.
maybe I'll get them that. You want to avoid right. it with a good shopping plan and really thinking about what they would want
mm-hmm.
as a gift.
We used to go to my grandparents, my maternal grandparents, every Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And we would have a little gift exchange
mm-hmm.
sort of thing there. And my grandmother would always buy exactly that. She got one item. She had five children, adults.
Mm-hmm.
They were adults when we were there, of course. And she would always buy them exactly the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't figure out how she got it right every year. And as I matured, I learned that she would listen to them all year long.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as she knew what they really wanted,
mm-hmm.
especially if it was something they really couldn't buy for themselves,
mm-hmm.
she would go out and buy it immediately.
Right.
And keep all that stuff
mm-hmm.
all year long because she knew that's something they really wanted.
Right.
And she got it right. She hit a home run, five home runs every single year.
Yeah.
You know, Mom, how'd you know I needed this? And she would just listen all year long.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you got to pay attention, and this is where our technology really comes in handy, because you always have your phone with you.
Take
so you
notes.
Have a Christmas note page.
Even I can do that.
Yep.
I know how to use notes.
The next thing is to give to charity. And
oh.
and I've seen a lot of people doing this before, where you contribute to a charity
right.
sort of in someone else's name.
That's right.
Or in the spirit of someone
mm-hmm.
else. This is a nice way to give a gift, but also to show somebody, you know, that you understand what's important to
right.
them.
Yeah, if you can't come up with something for somebody,
mm-hmm.
you know, they obviously don't know. I have relatives, they don't really want or need anything.
Right.
I have a brother who, we can't buy anything for him.
Mm-hmm.
But if I gave to a charity in his name,
right.
that would be a meaningful gift.
Right.
And he has a number of charities that he donates to.
Right.
And so that's what we're going to do for him
right.
this year. Stop looking. I mean, he has drawers full of T-shirts he's never
yeah.
worn, you know.
Yeah.
And
so now he knows what you're going to get him. So it's not going to be a surprise now.
How will he know?
Oh, if only he listened to the podcast.
Okay, there you go.
We're talking to you.
That's right. You know who you are. And we expect a response on this one.
Right. But yes, so if you know somebody is really really passionate about wildlife or conservation
mm-hmm.
or
right.
Whatever it is,
right.
you know, donate in their name and,
mm-hmm.
you know, then
they'll
receive some things throughout
right.
the year that
mm-hmm.
help keep them connected to it. And it'll
right.
be nice.
That's right.
And then finally, they listed last but not least.
Right.
When we get this rush for making a purchase, you know, step back and pause for just a minute.
Take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath and right. pause for just a little bit and make sure that it's something that you really want to do, something that you really want to buy.
And one of the writers advises that you wait for 24 hours. And
yeah.
I think that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you have this loss aversion and hesitation
yeah.
time and the things that we've talked about in earlier podcasts. And it's a good idea just to stop and give yourself a little bit
mm-hmm.
of time, rethink it, you know, does the person really want this? Do you really want to buy it? Do you have the money to buy it?
Right.
When are you going to pay for this? How are you going to pay for it? Think about it. If the answer is still yes, 24 hours later,
mm-hmm.
it's probably a good purchase.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's going to help It's going to help if you have that plan that we talked about earlier. Right. If you know what you want to get the person, then that makes it far easier.
Right.
But you don't want to, again, don't fall into the trap of, hey, you got, 30 minutes to decide,
right.
Or, your shopping cart will be emptied in 30 minutes.
Right.
Be careful, because that is a strategy that's used to make you hurry up and purchase.
Right.
Something that you may end up not wanting anyways.
Yeah.
So be careful of that. Take a few deep breaths and allow some time to really consider if that's what you want.
That's right. Because many gifts, I won't say most gifts, many gifts lose their luster very quickly.
Absolutely.
And so don't get too caught up, because most of us don't need very much.
Right.
We have too much stuff as it is.
Yes.
So be careful. Slow down. Take a breath.
Mm-hmm. That's it. So that is it for today. We're going to talk about some more strategies tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So fear not. There are a few more strategies out there that you can use to make the holidays better.
Right.
Until then, make sure that you share us, talk to others about what we're talking about, mm-hmm. and get other people involved in the conversation by sharing our links on YouTube and iTunes and everywhere else that we are.
Mm-hmm.
Writing a comment or rating us on iTunes really, really helps other people find us.
Right.
You can check out our Patreon page, patreon.com/thementalbreakdown. It's a great way to support some of the stuff that we're doing. If you like what we're doing and you have the means and ability, we would really appreciate the support just to help us get some more stuff done. We have a lot of things planned.
I was on a website earlier, either yesterday or today, and I think it was Psychology Today or Psych Central or one of them, and I pulled up a page, and guess who appears right at the top?
Me. No.
Man. Speaking of narcissism.
One day.
Psychological Associates of Central Florida.
Yeah.
Right at the top.
Did it?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Twice it happened.
Why?
Yeah. Because people are calling in, they're writing in.
That's our practice.
Our name is getting out there.
Yes.
And as it does, it pops up in these at the top of the list. And it did twice.
That's great.
This morning.
That's great.
So
definitely check us out. And again, at Patreon, you can support some of the stuff we're doing, because we have a lot of things planned, and we hope to be able to do all of it and meet all of those goals. We just need time.
Right.
And your support will help give us time.
Yep.
So,
all
right.
Good.
Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.